Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman. Appreciate you listening to AFR. A lot to talk about today. Ed Battagliano is in studio with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Ed is with me, as is Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be here on the show.
And Fred Jackson. Fred is news director for American Family Radio and OneNewsNow.com. Good morning, Fred.
Peachy keen to be here.
Peachy keen.
You used that yesterday, Ed.
Who did?
Well, we never found the originator. Fred did.
Oh, he did? Peachy
yeah.
keen?
Yeah, we wanted to throw Walker for a loop.
I remember using that. Growing up, Peachy Keen.
I think it's left over from the 50s. But
I think Keen was 50s.
And Sandy Rios came up with an explanation as to where it came from.
Really?
She said back in the 60s, people were saying Keen.
Right.
That's real Keen.
Keen, yeah.
That's real. So then they added Peachy Keen.
Peachy.
Peachy. It started in Georgia, worked its way up.
Well, why not Tomato Keen or Orange Keen?
Because the people in Georgia don't care about tomatoes. They care about peaches.
How about this? Calling something boss. That is so boss.
Oh,
never
That's
kind
heard,
of the 50s.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
No, never heard that
That
before.
Is so boss.
Yeah. Walker, what are we doing on the internet today?
Yeah, a couple of different things. We're live streaming as we usually do, so you can watch the show on Facebook and YouTube. I'll also post all the news articles on Facebook. You can download our app on your smart device, AFR app on your smartphone. The last thing we're going to do today, which we don't usually do, we've done it a couple of times in the past, is we're going to take questions from Facebook at the bottom of the hour. Is that right?
Yes.
Bottom of the hour
from 10:30
at 10:30
to 11.
That's right.
Central time.
We're going to take questions from Facebook users. So if you have a question.
Yeah, ask intelligent questions, people. don't. Huh?
Oh, that was Tim, by the way, if you didn't recognize the voice.
Did I say something wrong? I'm just trying to help the conversation here. We're going to take questions off Facebook from 10:30 to 11 for the four of us here, and you can ask us what you want to.
Right.
And about issues, whatever you want to ask. We just sort of want to open the floor up and have some.
Kind of like a town hall.
So whatever you want to ask, as long as it's within reason, then we will be taking your questions from 10:30 to 11 on whatever you want to ask us about. So that's coming up. And all right, Fred, what's going on out there? Did you mention YouTube, by the way, Walker?
Yes, we're live streaming on both Facebook and YouTube.
Just type in Today's Issues and watch the show there. Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Well, we got three big stories that really erupted yesterday afternoon. We're going to be talking about the Michael Cohen case. The Manafort case, the court cases yesterday. But also, we want to lead the program today by talking about Molly Tibbetts. Now, Molly Tibbetts, a young lady from Iowa, small community there, she has caught the nation's attention with her disappearance over a month ago. And yesterday, the sad news was they found her body. And this young lady, according to authorities, they drew a picture for us yesterday when she was out jogging back on July 18th. She was out for, I guess, her routine run. And what police were able to tell us yesterday, which they had not told us up to this point, is that there are cameras in the city there where she lives in Iowa. And they started to look at these cameras and noticed that there was a black-colored vehicle that drove up beside Molly as she was jogging along. And then what we know is a little bit later, the person who was in that vehicle started to run along beside her. She asked the person, apparently, that she felt uncomfortable about all that. But what we now know is this person who was in this black vehicle was an illegal alien, and he has now been charged with her murder. Now, here's what he claims. His name is Christian Bahina Rivera, 24 years old, in the country illegally. He tells police that at some point he blacked out, and he doesn't know what happened, what he did. But the reality is he was able to lead them to where they found her body. He apparently put her body in the trunk of that car, killed her by some mechanism, and took her to a field and left her body there. Now, what we are finding out, obviously, is that, okay, he's been in the country for years illegally. He's working on a farm, a farmhand there. He passed the E-Verify mechanism, which is used by employers in this country to check and see if they're in the country illegally. He passed through that. Obviously, what this has done once again is raise the ire of people across the country as to our very bad immigration system, immigration laws. And certainly that wasn't lost on President Trump last night. He was in West Virginia for a rally, and this is how he was responding to the news yesterday about Molly Tibbetts.
You heard about today with the illegal alien coming in very sadly from Mexico, and you saw what happened to that incredible, beautiful young woman. Should have never happened illegally in our country. We've had a huge impact, but the laws are so bad. The immigration laws are such a disgrace.
Also this morning on Fox and Friends, the former acting head of ICE, Thomas Homan, talked about it, and he says it's just time to stop playing politics with this issue of illegal immigration and get something done. Cut one.
I went to bed last night. I'm angry, and my heart breaks, but because let's just be honest, there's people up on the Hill, there's certain politicians, like your politicians in New York, Senator Gillibrand, Governor Cuomo, and Kamala Harris, and these people that don't want to enforce immigration law. You know, this is why we need a wall. This is why we need to fix the loopholes. I'm sick and tired of talking about this issue and meeting yet another angel mom has been created at the hands of an illegal alien. We got to stop politicizing this issue and fix it once and for all. Well, I mean, after 34 years, it's the same argument over and over again.
Who was that?
Former ICE.
Former ICE, acting ICE head Thomas Homan. He was on Fox and Friends this morning.
Hmm. Well, when I read that last night, you know, I just thought, how this guy shouldn't have even been here, like President Trump was saying right there. Shouldn't have even been in our country. Mm-hmm. And now a young lady is dead because he allegedly, I guess he's committing to a crime.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's confessing, I should say.
Yeah, and led police to her body.
Yeah. Well, I heard somebody saying this morning, I got on Sandy's show or wherever, you know, can't Democrats and Republicans and all Americans at least agree that we need to crack down on illegal aliens who commit crime
here in America? That was David Horowitz.
Mm-hmm. Was that David Horowitz?
I was listening to Sandy on the way in. I have another clip if we have a moment. I'll tell you, I was so angry.
I'll set this up for us.
I was so angry as I was listening to David Horowitz, and Sandy does such a great job having these guests come on. And he was talking about the fact that the number of crimes committed by illegals in this country are astronomical. And to your point, he said, why is this a political issue? Why can't Republicans and Democrats at least say, okay, let's argue about the others, the dreamers, and all that kind of stuff, but let's at least go after the ones who are criminals. And this, the kind of statistics that Horowitz gave on this show are just mind-blowing.
Just in fiscal year 2017 alone, ICE arrested criminal aliens responsible for more than 80,000 DUIs, 76,000 dangerous drug offenses, 48,000 assaults, 12,800 burglaries, 11,000 weapons offenses, 5,600 sexual offenses, and 1,800 homicide offenses. Again, this is ICE arresting in one fiscal year. And just to be clear, given that most illegals live in sanctuaries such as California, ICE often doesn't even have access to the worst offenders.
Isn't that mind-blowing? Mm-hmm. At one fiscal year, he was talking about, the first number he gave was a little bit of a crinkle there in the audio, 80,000 DUIs, but all the other statistics, you know, 5,600 this, 1,800 murders, I think it was 5,600 sexual offenses, mm-hmm. and this is not counting what's going on in sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, where the cities and the states will not cooperate with ICE and give them information if those sanctuaries actually go after these illegals and prosecute them. This is a staggering catastrophe going on in our country, and it is being driven by the left and their refusal to do what's right for this country.
If you're a politician in Washington, Republican or Democrat, and the Molly Tidbit story and the story out of California 4 or 5 years ago, Kate Steinle on the pier gets shot with her dad by an illegal immigrant. If these stories don't move you to do something, then you don't have a heart. If you're okay with American citizens being slaughtered in our streets, probably Molly Tidbits was probably raped before she was killed, and being drug out in a cornfield dead with blood everywhere. If that doesn't move you to action, maybe not a wall, but something, then like Kate's Law, pass something like that, then you don't care about the issues.
You know what else infuriated me when I was listening to Sandy's program this morning? Again, she was talking to David Horowitz. That what infuriated me is he said that Republicans, they're wanting to pass this defense appropriation bill. Rather than say, okay, we are going to tie that to funding for the wall. So we're going to put those two things together. And Democrats, you want to not vote for defense appropriation on the basis of not building a wall? That's your choice. But they're not doing that.
No.
Instead, what Republicans are doing is linking defense appropriation with increased spending for HHS and all these other kinds of things that Democrats like, so that the defense appropriation bill will get passed.
Yeah.
And to Walker's point, the cowardice on and
is that
the lack
on Paul Ryan and the Republican leaders?
Republican leaders, they cave to the Democratic demands easily.
I bet Jim Jordan wouldn't.
No, I bet he wouldn't, and he needs to be our next House Speaker. President Trump needs to make this an issue between now and the end of September when he signs this budget. If I were President Trump, I would get Molly Tidbit's family, and I would say, if you don't want to fund a wall, then you're saying you don't care about the Tidbit family, and you don't care about all the other Americans that have died by this.
Yeah, I know.
It was infuriating listening to all this morning.
This young lady is dead now in Iowa because she was going to college, student at the University of Iowa, and now she's dead because an illegal alien was allowed to live in our country who shouldn't have been here.
You can't even go to college and go for a jog.
Yeah.
In Iowa.
Small town.
Well, it can't even do that.
You know, somebody might say, well, it could have been a legal person. That's true, too. But the point is, this person should never have been in our country. And the Democrats, the liberals in this country, and some Republicans don't want to do anything about stopping these folks from coming here illegally. That's the issue.
Yeah.
It was a big campaign issue for the president. To a large extent, this is why he won. That is border security, build a wall, stop this flow of illegal folks coming into America where we don't even know who they are, can't even check them out. And that was a winning issue for the president. Got to Washington, learned that the swamp can stop you on some things like this. And
we have enough villains in our country to deal with. The man who killed Molly Tibbetts, that pervert and vicious criminal should have been somebody else, some other country's problem.
Right. Well, also,
why is he our problem?
Also, we're paying to incarcerate tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of these, I don't know exactly how many of these people who are here illegally, and we're paying to put them in our prisons, you know.
And we're paying to fly them back only for them to cross back in.
That's right.
But yeah, that the deportation is laugh out loud.
Yeah, huh?
Right. Because they come right back in. It's a revolving door. There's no penalty for people who could. Bill O'Reilly did have a great idea on this. I think it was Kate's Law.
Yeah.
It would never passed, Kate's Law, because he said, you know, if you deport somebody once and then they violate that and come back into your country, then come back into our country, then you put them in prison for 5 years minimum. That will stop that.
Right.
Huh? That would stop that. It would stop people violating. Deportation, and then you come back into the country again, as Kate Steinle's killer was six times. So these people don't care about deportation. They probably like the snacks on the plane, going back to Mexico City.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's a nice deal. I don't have to fly. I don't have to walk back.
Right.
You know. So I don't know exactly how they deport, but I'm just giving you an example. So deportation is just laugh out loud for our country, with Mexico at least. So you need to have some kind of serious consequence that is punitive, that will be a preventative measure. All right, and I think, just an addendum here, that the reason the liberals and the Democrats don't want to do anything to crack down on illegal immigration is because they're looking for these, they're looking for a voting block for the future that they can count on. And they think this is the way to lock down the Hispanic vote, is to not do anything about illegal immigration.
That's right.
That's
right.
What they think. Whether that'll be proven true or not, time will tell. Anyway, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. In 10 minutes, 10 or 11, 12 minutes, we will be taking questions from our Facebook viewers. And so Walker will be asking those questions, and we will be responding to them. That's coming up in 10 minutes. We haven't done this in a long time. No questions about my hair. Do I get haircuts? Things like that you know are just poking at me. We're not gonna respond to those, right?
Not publicly.
Yeah, I'm not going to. The answer is self-evident. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. Abraham Hamilton III is with us. Abe is general counsel for the American Family Association. That means he's a lawyer, for better or for worse, I guess. for better. We need more lawyers like Abe. Abe is also the host of the Hamilton Corner each afternoon here on American Family Radio from 5:05 to 6 o'clock Central Time. We are now, at this point in the show, going to talk about the situation involving the president and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. What happened yesterday, Michael Cohen, who had his offices raided a few months back by
the FBI,
under the direction of Robert Mueller, I guess, special counsel, pleaded guilty. What did he plead guilty to, Abe?
Eight counts of a federal indictment that include campaign finance violations, and tax evasion.
Evasion on his part
or on his part?
Personal. So it had nothing to do with President Trump.
Not at all. And really, the majority of the criminal exposure is on the tax evasion side more than anything else. But of course, they're trying to find a hook to get towards President Trump.
So President Trump, but they're saying that President Trump, the opposition to President Trump, is saying that he paid, Michael Cohen paid these two women that President Trump allegedly had an affair with, Michael Cohen, on behalf of President Trump, I'm assuming here.
Well, the specifics are that he coordinated the payments, because Cohen coordinated. He wasn't the source of tendering any money directly. It's coordinating, because if you recall, the issue with the Stormy Daniels is that the tabloid company paid the money.
Okay, so but what's the risk? I mean, right. So it seems to me like this is a situation where President Trump and Michael Cohen, his lawyer, again, paid these two women to keep quiet, and the women took the money and said, hey, I'll be glad to take $130,000 just to keep my mouth shut.
And Susan McDougal got $150,000.
$150,000. Then after President Trump became president, they decided, hey, I think I can milk this thing for some more money. So I'm going to just violate my non-disclosure. Again, folks, I'm in no way making light of immorality or adultery or whatever the president was doing at the time when he wasn't the president, when he was a billionaire playboy in New York and everybody knew it. That's why he was elected, despite his reputation, because this was all baked in. People knew the lifestyle that the president had led before he was the president. But the point is, so these women now basically want to, what do you call it when you try to?
Blackmail.
It's blackmail. That's a good word for it.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether it's legally blackmail or not, but what apparently they were doing was, and then correct me if I'm wrong, Abe, is that they were saying, hey, election's coming up. Wouldn't it be a shame if people found out?
I need some more money.
Yeah.
Is that what they were doing here?
Well, that
appears.
Again, I don't know exactly factually what happened, but that certainly is what it seems like.
But the only way that President Trump would be potentially in legal trouble, seems to me, is if this money was paid to these two women, was paid out of his campaign, rather than, I mean, he could write a personal check to them, and that wouldn't be any kind of legal issue, right?
Well, as I said before, you have lawsuits or claims and things that are settled all the time. So the argument that the prosecutors are going to attempt to make is that President Trump did it either from a campaign account, which I think is going to be very difficult to show that, or did it for the purposes of helping himself with the 2016 election. That is what they're going to try to prove.
And all the let me ask you this. In terms of proving that point, if the president has denied having an affair with these women,
yes,
and he has said,
I don't believe that.
I don't.
Does anybody believe that?
I don't believe it. I believe he probably did. I don't want to say something about something I don't actually know, but it's kind of like where
there's
smoke, there's
fire. You don't pay somebody over $100,000 if you didn't have an affair with them.
Right.
That's my. Is that crazy, Ed?
I think that's probably. Okay. Let me put it this way. That's probably likely. It's probably likely that he had an affair.
And President Trump would be the first person to ever lie about sex with other women in history, right? Other than his wife.
Abe, here's the point.
Well, I hadn't actually finished my point, my question. But go ahead, because now I forgot.
I'm sorry. I am going to back away from the microphone so that I don't interrupt.
Go ahead. It'll come back to me.
The point here is, I don't know if these people did things illegal or not. Let's just assume they did. All right, they did some illegal things. Does this have anything to do with President Trump and Vladimir Putin meeting in back rooms in Moscow to hack the machines in Pennsylvania?
Right. Sir Wildman, the answer to that question would be no.
Right. Okay. But that's not what Robert Mueller's been trying to do.
Well, and
he's been trying to, don't interrupt me, Abe, I won't. He's been trying to find people he can squeeze to find some other crime that Trump has committed because there was no Russian collusion.
Yes, hence the point I'm going to raise here is earlier you said it was at the direction of Bob Mueller, when the reality is the U.S. attorney for the state of New York and the FBI in New York accomplished the raids, and it is my contention that Bob Mueller handed it off because he knows the special counsel authority. Special counsel authority does not extend to this particular type of criminality. So none of this has anything to do with 2016 Russian election interference. And so it begs the question whether or not Bob Mueller has exceeded the scope of the recusal authority.
I know we got to go to a break here for a second, but Michael Cohen's lawyer is Lanny Davis.
Right.
Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, the Clinton administration.
He doesn't even try cases.
Yeah, he doesn't go to trial.
He has been dancing around the talk shows this morning like crazy, putting it out there that Michael Cohen definitely has something on the president. Cut number six.
There is no dispute that Donald Trump committed a crime. No dispute, because his own lawyers said to the special counsel in a letter that he directed, that's the word they used, Michael Cohen to do these payments. He didn't want to do them because he was covering up his involvement in the payoff and the hush